Well, have you ever wanted to be the best at something? Anyone ever wanted to be the best at something? Yeah, Nora? What do you want to be the best at? The best at drawing. Yeah? Anything? Anyone else? Do you ever want to be the best at something? Yeah?
Drawing.
Also, oh, drawing. Well, it's on. Nora and Harry, you're going to have to be competing now for the rest of your life. See who gets there. Well, do you know, lots of people want to be the best at something. People want to be the best at sport, or the best at drawing, or the best at dancing, or the best at maths, or there's all sorts of things that people want to be the best at. And it's not just kids. It doesn't stop when you get to a certain age. Lots of adults want to keep striving to be as great as they can be. And even Jesus' disciples wanted to be the best at something too. But they wanted to be the best at being kind of rulers, because they followed Jesus, and they had thought that following Jesus meant that they were going to join with the Messiah in kicking the Romans out of Jerusalem and taking over, and they thought, this is going to be good for me, I'm going to have a lot of power. And so they're having this argument behind Jesus' back as they're walking along about who is going to be the greatest. We read that in verses 33 and 34 of Mark chapter 9, our reading today. Now, that's a bit of a funny conversation to have, isn't it? So when Jesus asked them, what were you arguing about on the road, they kind of go all quiet and sheepish. And that's kind of fair enough, isn't it? I don't know, have you ever been doing like a slightly embarrassing thing, or like something that you think maybe is not quite right, and then your mum or your dad or your teacher says, hey, what were you doing just then? And you kind of go a bit quiet and you sort of put your head down and you rub your feet on the ground and you don't want to own up to it because you know you're going to get in trouble. Has that ever happened? Yeah? Never? Only my children. Well, that's what's kind of happening to the disciples here. Jesus is kind of calling them out on their conversation about which one of them is going to be the most important and the greatest and the best in Jesus' kingdom. And so the disciples, they feel a bit kind of silly and embarrassed having to admit that. But Jesus goes on to explain to them what that desire actually looks like when you follow Jesus, what it looks like in his kingdom to be the best or the greatest. Now, I wonder what you think. What do you think it would mean to be the best follower of Jesus? Maybe the best prayer, or the best at coming to church, or all the way down there? Yeah, or you're just stretching. Yeah, the best at helping people. That, well, great segue. Because look what Jesus says in verse 35. If you've got your Bibles, you can have a look. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. You see, when you follow Jesus, being the best isn't about making yourself look good. It's actually about helping others. It's about seeking to put yourself behind the needs of others. And that makes you the best disciple, because that makes you the most like Jesus. Because at the very start of our reading, remember, Jesus told the disciples what was going to happen to him. He says, the Son of Man, verse 31, is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. Jesus's life and ministry was one of putting himself last so that we could live. He went to the cross to die so that we didn't have to. And so when we follow him, Jesus calls us to put ourselves last, to be willing to put our needs second to the needs of others, so that we can be more like Jesus, who did that for us. Being a Christian and being great isn't about winning or getting lots of power, but about loving others and putting others first. And I think it's kind of interesting, actually, when you read this, because sometimes we think the desire is wrong, but Jesus doesn't correct their desire, does he? It's not their desire for greatness he corrects, it's what that desire is ultimately for that he corrects. It's the desire for greatness isn't so that you can have power and authority and control and be awesome. You want to be the greatest? Fine. But when you're following Jesus, being the greatest is about dying and putting others first. So keep wanting to be the greatest, but be willing to die, because that's what it is to be the greatest. Be willing to put others before yourself. Well, disciples wanted to be the best. They wanted to be really important. They wanted to have all the power and control. They wanted to boss people around. And Jesus says, actually, you need not to be great like a king, but you need to be willing to be like a child. Verses 36 and 37, I'll read it to you. He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." Now, let me tell you that back in Jesus' day, in the first century, you guys wouldn't have been allowed to run church and take over, because that would have just been crazy, because people didn't like kids as much as they do now, can you believe? I know. Kids were sort of seen as a bit kind of annoying. I mean, that's still maybe a little bit true sometimes. Things to be, I don't know, burn, the burn, things to be put aside and kept out of the way. But Jesus says, actually, for those that you consider, you know, annoying and to be ignored, actually, you need to be willing to humble yourself and to go down to that level and to lift them up. That's what it's like to be in the kingdom of God. And when you do that, that's like welcoming me. Being the greatest in the kingdom of God is about lowering yourself to the lowest of the low, to those no one else will talk to those everyone else has ignored and given up on, and going the extra mile, welcoming them and loving them. To be the best when you follow Jesus is to be a humble servant of others, putting their needs before your own. So, who wants to be the best at following Jesus? Yeah? Well, the best you can be anyway. As Christians, then, we're called to be not great as the world sees it, but great according to Jesus' standards, a humble greatness. And so to do that, we need to be willing to help others. So I want to ask you a few questions, a few things you can think about this week as you seek to be great in the kingdom of God by helping others. I wonder, this one's really important. Listen. Ready? Listen. You got to listen to this one. What's one way, as you're seeking to be a humble, great follower of Jesus, what's one way you can help your mum and dad at home this week? Okay, you think about that. Without them asking, just do something helpful. That'd be a great way of showing humble service. Or what about at school? If you're at school, how can you be a friend to someone who's maybe lonely at recess or lunchtime? Can you go and include them in a game? Can you go and say something nice to them? Or, yeah, what about when you're at home again? Maybe your brother or sister who's always annoying you. I know that never happens to you, Emmy. That's right. Maybe you can share something with your brother or sister this week. As a way of showing, well, it's going to be a challenge, a way of humbling yourself and seeking to put others first. And for all the rest of us, there are people, aren't there, out there that we know are difficult, are hard, who society tells us we should ignore and not worry about, who are draining. Well, God calls us to love them. And then when we do so, we're meeting Jesus. So let me encourage you too to think about who you can seek to love and serve and be a great and humble follower of Jesus this week. Amen.